Okay, so as those of you who follow me probably know, I'm not a big fan of TikTok. In truth, I never go there. I do post shorts to YouTube, and I use a program that uses AI to automatically create shorts clips from my larger content pieces, and it posts them online. But I'm not even sure if I have it posting to TikTok. I need to check that out, which I will do the next time I prepare a bunch of shorts. But in short, I hate TikTok. I think it damages people's brains. I think it makes them totally, completely unable to focus on anything for any long period of time. I think it induces what is colloquially called TikTok brain, essentially people's inability to focus or concentrate on anything for a long period of time. I think it's degenerative to society. Modern Western culture is degenerative to traditional Western society, and I think it also damages interpersonal relationships because it gets you used to an input phenomena where everything comes in small, short snippets. So if you're talking to a friend, a family member, an acquaintance for longer than a minute, and the subject doesn't change, you zone out. So essentially, it damages your ability to have long, i.e., meaningful, although long would be subjective these days, but meaningful interactions with other people. But of course, I do sometimes come across some idiotic, nonsensical, absurd videos as I'm on YouTube, as I myself am on social media sometimes looking to see if there's anything worthy of covering. And I came across this video. So apparently, dog moms now are moms too. I don't know how that works. Apparently, words don't have meaning anymore. Definitions are all proprietary now. There's no such thing as a universal meaning to something. Apparently, mom can mean whatever you want. Either a woman that gives birth to a baby, a woman that raises someone else's kid, like a stepmom, or a couple, or a woman. Apparently, now same-sex couples who adopt a kid and raise it, and that makes the woman a mom. Well, now apparently, just having animals of various types makes you a mom. A dog, bearded dragon, crocodile, cockatoo. You're a mom, right? Yeah, if you're taking care of anything, even a pet rock, now you're a mom. Maybe not a pet rock because it can't move, right? At least as far as I know. So this woman is arguing that she's a mother too, so she should be treated like a mom because she's got a dog. Not sure how that works, but let's hear what she has to say, and then I will make fun of her.
One thing that I will never understand is the argument that dog moms are not real moms. Like.
Okay, so that would. Oh, blah, 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 blah. So I would infer when you say real, are you implying then, lady, that there is such a thing as a real mom? And if there is such a thing as a real mom, then indeed you would not be a real mom, right? I mean, are you acknowledging that there's a universal non-proprietary definition that you don't fit, but you're arguing that you're proprietary personal definition should fit within that larger scope and should be included in the larger universal. So we should deconstruct motherhood. Okay, so she's a libtard. Continue.
Please explain that to me because my dogs have a bedtime. They have a wake-up time. My dogs get naps throughout the day just like babies do. I pay.
Okay, so animals, yeah, they get naps. They don't get naps, they take naps because they have nothing better to do. Okay, these are dumb animals. And by the way, they have short lifespans, okay? These animals are burning the candle at the both ends and in the middle and on the sides. What's a dog live? 7 years, 10 years? Even if you got like a tiny little a dog, and it seems to be, generally speaking, that the smaller the animal, the longer it lives, less metabolic burn, less muscle, less tissue, less nervous system, less of a system to power. So metabolically speaking, there's less burn, but the larger the animal, like I think a mastiff, big giant bull mastiff, was like gonna live 7 years, maybe. Big giant Great Dane about the same. Little tiny teacup Chihuahua 20 years. But yeah, they're burning hot, baby, and they're they're not that efficient, it seems. So yeah, they need a lot of rest. They got nothing else to do. What's your point?
For health insurance for both of my dogs.
Wow. I never understood that, by the way. I see animals as complementary to our lives. If I ever did get a dog, I'm not going to get so invested in it that I pay for its health insurance. I don't give a crap. I mean, I'll care to the extent that it's nice to have the animal there, some diversion to it, some interaction going on. Maybe occasionally when I'm in between tasks, I can grab a sock and it'll tug on the sock, and that'll be amusing. It's just there to amuse me. That's it. I'm not going to get attached to this animal. It dies. I don't really give a crap. I'll go dig a hole in the middle of the forest. By the way, did you know there's services now where you have to pay an exorbitant amount of money, and they'll come and they'll pick up your dead animal, and they'll cart it away to an animal funeral home, and then they will burn the animal and give you the ash remains to put in an urn on your mantle, and you'll pay a bunch of money like you would a person. You know, I never understood that.
But they get snacks throughout the day. There's snacks.
Okay, so you give them. How do you give them snacks throughout the day? What's your job, lady? You're clearly not a stay-at-home mom because you are emphasizing the fact that you're a mom because you have dogs that you take care of like you would mother a child. So you don't actually have a child, or you would be referencing the child to prove that you're a mother, not the dogs. You wouldn't be appealing to dogs to say that you're a mommy. So what's your job? So to have this kind of relationship with your animals to the point where you think, at least, you'd be doing as much work as you would with a child. By the way, why not just have a child then? You'll get a heck of a lot more out of it than if you had dogs, such as, you know, passing on a legacy and teachings. Dogs don't learn too much about reading, writing, arithmetic, and values and virtues. Not a lot of legacy involved. You're going to outlive the dog. But what's this woman's job? So to have this kind of relationship, to be able to label yourself such, you'd have to be among a very small elite segment of the population that can work at home. By the way, if you have all this free time to play around with and have snack times and have nap times that you set for your dogs, I think you're not getting very much work done.
Time, my dogs have play dates with other dogs that I trust. I will even go as far as saying that 8-week-old puppies, like 8 to like 16-week-old puppies, are harder than newborns.
Have you ever had a newborn?
No, I don't have any personal experience with newborns, but from what I...
So how the hell do you know? Okay, so I can tell you that maybe there's some truth to that. I don't know. Maybe a newborn is a newborn, and maybe you're having to feed puppies as often. Although, if you had a puppy, wouldn't it be weaning off the mother? Oh, that's true. I guess a lot of these people, they get their dogs after the weaning phase. So if that's the case, aren't they on dry food? No, it's not as difficult. Let me explain motherhood to you, sweetheart, okay? You're getting up every 2 hours to feed that kid. That kid is whining. That kid is yelling. That kid is screaming in the middle of the night. You're getting up every hour even. No, it's not as hard, okay? Not as hard.
I've seen, and from what I've experienced with puppies will scream and cry and holler in their crates all night sometimes. They have to wake up multiple times.
At times, so not all the time. Meanwhile, with a human child, that's going to go on for a year and a half. Not so with a dog. Okay, and again, and you're going to be breastfeeding that kid, ideally, if you're actually a good mother who gives a damn. Otherwise, you're going to give him formula, and they're going to have Forrest Gump IQ. But if you're a good mom who gives a crap, yeah, you're going to be breastfeeding that kid every hour on the hour. You're going to be getting very little sleep. No, it's not as difficult. But you keep telling yourself it is, honey.
Throughout the night to go to the bathroom, you can't just slap a diaper on a puppy. Well, some people do, but I don't, in my opinion.
This is kind of like stolen valor, right? Like other people have trudged a path ahead of you, and they've really given a lot of cachet to being this thing, and now you're kind of riding the coattails of their accomplishments and the cachet that they've earned and you haven't by trying to claim that there's some kind of false equivalency, that there's some kind of equivalency between being a dog mom and an actual mom. Oh, yeah, well, you know, actually being a dog mom doesn't get the credit it deserves. It's just as hard, if not harder, than being a real mom, so I should get the same kind of kudos that real mothers get, which, by the way, you don't give them. You tell them they're... you know, essentially slaves, and they're making it harder for other women, and they're reinforcing the patriarchy and the oppression that men visit upon women by putting yourself in that submissive position. Essentially, you ladies demonize being a stay-at-home mom, while at the same time now trying to ride the coattails of stay-at-home mothers and to steal some of the cachet that single mothers have. Right? I mean, that mothers have earned, excuse me. So many women these days are single mothers instead of actual mothers in a relationship with a man that I'm just, it's just like so natural to, you know, talk about single motherhood, because that seems to be the thing now, and the rarity now seems to be a woman being in an actual relationship with a man, married, in a nuclear family, raising a child. But you're trying to steal the accomplishments, the cachet and the clout that mothers rightly deserve by claiming that you're somehow equivalent because you raised a stupid animal.
Opinion, cleaning up dog messes, like when they go to the bathroom, is a lot harder than cleaning up a baby's mess because babies have diapers.
Well, then you haven't trained your dog correctly, because it's pretty easy to train an animal to go outside. It's called positive reinforcement. I had a dog once, and it was extremely easy to train that dog. You take it outside, and when it takes a poo or a pee, you give it a treat. And you only give it a treat at that time. And it trains them to want to go outside and poo or pee, because then they'll get a treat. So it's difficult because you didn't train that dog properly, sweetheart, from the get-go.
Dogs, puppies will just go. And if it's number two, you gotta go through a whole pack of wipes sometimes, and it is not pretty. I'm telling you, nothing will try your patience like waking up, opening your bedroom door, and instantly just being hit in the face with dog crap smell.
I don't know, honey. You said yourself you have no experience with raising actual human children, so how the hell would you know? I guarantee you, what will try your patience more is raising a human child, because you'll get so little sleep. And we don't see bags under your eyes, honey, so you're obviously getting plenty of sleep as you stand here, sit here, whatever, and complain about being a dog mom and say it's somehow harder than being an actual mom. Meanwhile, you've never been an actual mom. You want to talk about having your patience tested. Try getting 1 hour of sleep a night and then going out and having to work or interact with the world in some way. Everything will try your patience at that point.
Going to your puppy's crate, seeing it smeared all over the crate, all over the wall, behind the crate, all over your puppy's paws and face and body.
What the hell, dog? What is your dog, the equivalent of Superman? What is the dog, can fly? The dog can fly or something? What are you talking about? The dog has got crap smeared all over the walls? How? It's a little puppy. This dog has the power of flight and is flying around the room smearing crap on the walls? What are you talking about? Jesus Christ, lady.
And then having to spend an hour at 1 a.m. in the morning cleaning that up. And for those reasons, I will be expecting a Mother's Day gift.
You'll be expecting a Mother's Day gift from your dog? Yeah. The Mother's Day gift is going to be a big pile of crap because you still haven't trained the dog properly. So even in 2 years, it's going to be crapping in the apartment. She probably didn't train the dog properly because she wants to have more content fodder in the future, stuff she can complain about, more drama. Meanwhile, I'm looking at her. No bags under her eyes. Look at me. My old ass. It's not age. It's the fact that I don't sleep very well, because my heart races when I'm lying in bed. Because it's effed. Because I've had a heart attack. Big giant circles. Notice them, sweetheart? I know what it's like, not the rest. Look at you. All bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. No circles, no bags under your eyes. But somehow, oh, you know about the trials and tribulations of life because you had a puppy. The lack of perspective is shocking to me. This is modern day young people. They've never had any real adversity in their lives. Every bit of adversity they've had is imagined and not real, which is why this woman can sit here and say that her life, the vicissitudes of it, are greater than if she had a child, because she imagines what she has having a child, what she thinks it would be like. Meanwhile, she has no clue, which is why she can sit here and say, oh yeah, raising a puppy is so much harder than raising a human child. Right. A child that has an infancy that spans years. Meanwhile, in 6 months, that dog's going to be almost full grown. This is the epitome of cheap and easy virtue. Clout chasing. Chasing clout. A dog. Raising a dog. You got it easy, sweetheart. You've got a job that allows you to stay at home. By the way, somebody should contact this chick's employer and say, hey, employer, you know that your employee is posting TikToks about the trials of raising her puppy because she's spending most of her day interacting with it because it's so needy, as so many newborns tend to be, which means she's not doing very much work for you. So you might want to consider having her come back into the office instead of work from home, because I don't think you're getting your money's worth out of this chick, yo. I don't think you're getting value for value, folks. Yeah, somebody should call her employer. Not going to happen, of course. Meanwhile, you take this broad or her ilk off, they'll contact your employer and dox you if they can, if you disagree with their worldview. But let me know what you think. Does this woman deserve a Mother's Day gift for being a dog mom? By the way, sweetheart, you're not a mom. Okay? I want this to be part of the universal definition that we all agree upon. To be a mother, you have to raise something that is the same species as you. Or at least, at the very least, has a similar or the same kind of infancy period that a human baby would. And requires at least the same amount of work. If not, you can't call yourself a mom. Maybe if you're raising an elephant? What, do they live to be 100? Them elephants, maybe they have the same kind of infancy period as a human. Maybe it's as difficult to deal with them, but I kind of doubt it. I think that those elephant infants are probably easier to deal with than a human baby. Maybe you'll probably get more sleep. I don't know. But I think it should at least be the same species, the infant in question, for you to call yourself a mom. But let me know what you think in the comment section. Is she working as hard as a human mother would with a human infant? Does she deserve the same kind of clout, the same kind of valorous treatment as a human mother raising a human baby would get? Does she deserve to be pedestalized as much as a woman who raises a child with her husband, I might add? Otherwise, shut up. Complaining about how hard it is, because you've made it doubly hard on yourself. But does a woman in a nuclear family raising a kid, should you get the same amount of reverence if you're a dog mom? Being a dog mom even a thing? Let me know what you think in the comments. And please like and subscribe to my YouTube channel if you like and appreciate the raw, R-pilled nature of the content I deliver to you. And don't forget to hit the notification bell, because let's be honest, YouTube's not going to notify you when I post new content, even if you do hit the notification bell. But you're more likely to get a notification if you hit it than if you don't. Leave a comment in the comment section. It's good for the algorithm, apparently, although I don't see much benefit. But maybe there's some. And don't forget to donate if you can afford to. I could really use your help and your support. You'll find links down in the description for my Patreon and my GoFundMe. And on that note, I'm out of here. I am the realist, also known as the MGT, philosopher. And I wish you all a good and pleasant day. Take care.